That an authoritative seer child should appear in modern times is not without prophetic precedent. The final descent of a cosmic being in the guise of a child genius, a bringer of peace and truth, has a long history behind it spanning many thousands of years. The Dead Sea Scrolls mention an expected wondrous child, a divine counselor bearing unmistakable body marks who would come at a future time to inaugurate a new age. Chosen of God, his life and very breath were to be preordained. Like Moses and Jesus, who displayed advanced full-grown natures early in life, the child prodigy would attain early maturity in his second year, revealing heavenly knowledge to which the average mortal does not have access. In the Hebrew scriptures, the prophet Isaiah wrote of a coming new age of peace, at a time when the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Jesus, who spoke in cryptic parables to his disciples, mentions the coming child in allegorical terms. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." That is Matthew chapter 18. From Mark chapter 10, we read, "People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter into it.' And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." The mystical Gospel of Thomas contains secret words spoken to Jesus to Thomas, which again refer to the little child. Jesus says, "Let the old man heavy with days hesitate not to ask the little child of 7 days about the place of life, and he will live." At another time, Thomas asked Jesus just prior to the crucifixion, "Lord, why does the visible light which shines for men's sake rise and set?" The Savior says, "O blessed Thomas, the visible light shines for your sakes, that you might not remain in this place, but that you might come out of it. But when all the elect lay aside the animal nature, then the light will withdraw to its true being, and its true being will take it unto itself." Later on, Jesus says, "If they say to you, 'From where have you originated?' say to them, 'We have come from the light, where the light has originated through itself, and it revealed itself in their image.' If they say to you, 'Who are you?' say, 'We are his sons and the elect of the living Father.' Ancient Persian books speak of a coming child who will be taken out of the world, but who will manifest himself in light. He is called the child of the Word. It is said that after his passing, great prodigies would appear in the sky, and a light would be seen shining, a light that would outshine that of the sun. There exists in India an ancient mythic tradition that at some future time, a miraculous babe, the Mahapurusha Chakravartin, would come into the world. This legend goes back to the earliest of Vedic tomes, the oldest sacred writings of Hinduism, and before to the pre-Aryan traditions of India. Mention is made of this legendary babe in various Buddhist and Jain writings and in the Hindu Puranas, as well as many other works. The best description of the Chakravartin is to be found in the Buddhist Pali Canon of Ceylon or Sri Lanka. The miraculous babe would be recognized by distinguishing marks on his body. His coming into the world would be to fulfill man's longing for universal peace and tranquility under a just and creative cosmic power. The wonder child would be accompanied by a luminous sun set in the firmament. Indeed, the symbol of the Chakravartin is the Neolithic sun wheel, in essence, the sun. He would proclaim that the old sun, the light and life of the world, would experience a transformation, and that a new sun would shine healing rays upon all of living things without distinction. An Islamic legend tells of a coming divinely guided one, the Mahdi, the awaited deliverer. With the advent of the Mahdi, humankind would experience and enjoy greater blessings than ever before. The term man of the Mahd, Mahd being cradle, is given reference. Another story recites that the Mahdi shall live a few years only, and then be taken out of the world. And it was said that the Mahdi would be marked with the seal of prophecy. In ancient Egypt, the principal religion was that of light, the father of illumination. And it is interesting to note that in the center of the temple of Anu was the hall of the altar, with entrances facing east towards the rising sun and west towards the setting sun. Beyond this hall was the great hall of the child, depicted in his cradle. There were also other representations of the sun child sitting in a lotus. The future advent of the miraculous babe, the boy child endowed with fabulous attributes and marked with auspicious body signs, was also recorded in the Zoroastrian Zend Avesta, as well as in the ancient and revered Sibylline oracles of apocalyptic imagery honored by Jews and later by Christians. The oracles inspired Virgil's epic Fourth Eclogue, the most discussed poem in Latin literature, that treats of the wonder child of God to be sent as a king from the sun, at whose birth the transformation of nature and the intensification of the golden age signs would begin. From Eclogue 4, we read, "But at the time when heavenly grace shall rule, and when a holy child one day shall utterly destroy all wickedness, opening the baleful mortals," opening for baleful mortals, the abyss. "Thrice happy who shall live unto that time, man or woman, for good law shall come in its fullness from the starry heaven upon men and good justice. And then from the sunrise, God shall send a king who shall give every land relief from the bane of war. The transformation of nature and the intensification of the sun are to be the first apocalyptic signs of the dawning of the golden age. Malachi prophesied this event with the words, "See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its rays, and you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts." The ancient Mandaeans, who were said to have descended from the remaining Jewish tribes in Babylonia, and who traced their ancestry to John the Baptist, preserved ancient scripture that has much in common with Essene literature. Their religion speaks of the powers of light and darkness, and of the two spirits of man. The following eschatological quotations from the Ginza, or Great Book, refer to the messenger of light, who appears over the ages to open the way of salvation for humankind. It says, "I am the messenger of light, whom the great God sent into the world. The true messenger am I, in whom there is no falsehood. Whoever receives God's word and doctrine, his eyes are filled with light, and his mouth is filled with praise, and his heart is filled with wisdom. I prepared a way for the good ones and made a gateway for the world." The short but wondrous life of the child Jamil, who appeared in our modern age, is recorded in the book. He was a messenger of light whose revelations give new hope for humankind's spiritual aspirations. As a supernatural messenger, he was aloof to the admiration and the praise of others, but he endowed the world with the keys to salvation. That he passed away at the age of 3 years seems to be in keeping with the following Mandaic prophecy that tells of the messenger of light abandoning humankind and returning to immortal realms. "How many times have I come into the world? How many times they took not notice of me. With my final proclamation, I depart the world, never to return. My spirit and my soul return to God." So, we, the members of the Order of the Holy Child, carry on his legacy and ensure that his transforming and transformative teachings are preserved for those evolved souls for whom it was intended.